Big bubble, no trouble is what we call this weather pattern as high pressure remains anchored over the region right into the last weekend of September. And that'll bring us seasonably cool nights and pleasantly mild afternoons along with considerable sunshine. Around the periphery of the departing upper level low over the Canadian Maritimes, some stratus clouds linger along with attempts of taking deeper moisture across New England and further inland across portions of the southern Greens as well as the Adirondacks. The sun should erode away the edges of these clouds for another beautiful day ahead with plenty of sunshine and seasonable temperatures with a northerly flow and some fair weather cumulus and stratocumulus during the afternoon. The tranquil weather continues through the weekend as high pressure persists. A storm retrograding toward the coast on Monday will bring some extra clouds and a slight chance for a shower or two to the region, with the best chance for seeing any rain being to the east of the Capital District. Otherwise, the extended forecast looks to be quiet with high pressure the dominant feature. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk for severe thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight across much of the central and southern plains. There's been little change to the large-scale mid and upper level pattern, and that is expected to persist through the day today, especially across the eastern U.S., with weak troughing lingering to the east of the Atlantic coast and a sharp upper ridge remaining prominent north of the western Gulf of Mexico and a subtropical high center throughout the Great Lakes region. The large-scale mid and upper-level troughing over the western states appears likely to become less amplified as a significant embedded shortwave impulse shifts northeastward out of the Great Basin and Southern Plateau region. Across the southern and central high plains and along a front across northeast Colorado through central Nebraska, initially modest steep mid-level lapse rates will not be maintained. The model suggests surface heating today will be more modest than yesterday, so uncertainty exists concerning how favorable the thermodynamic profiles will be for severe weather potential. Still, given the strengthening of the deep layer mean flow fields and shear as the upper impulse progresses across the Rockies late this afternoon and evening, fairly deep boundary layer mixing and the evolution of sizable subcloud temperature and dew point spreads should be sufficient to support severe wind gust potential. Across the Texas Panhandle and parts of western Oklahoma into western Kansas, clockwise curved low-level hodographs are forecast to be large enough to support the potential for tornadoes, particularly in discrete storm cell development. The past 24 hours, the lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high on Thursday of 99 at Pecos, Texas, to a low of 21 on Thursday at Ryden, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a beautiful day, mostly sunny with a high near 72. In Boston, it will remain mostly cloudy with a northeast wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour with highs in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, it'll be sunny and beautiful with a high near 70 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 68 degrees with a record of 84 set back in 1920 and 1998. And a minimum temperature of 47 with the record of 24 set in 1947. Sunrise and sunset data for today, September 27th. Sunrise at 6:48 a.m., sunset at 6:43 p.m. For tomorrow, September 28th, sunrise at 6:49 a.m., sunset at 6:41 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and center of northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Patchy fog this morning, then partly to mostly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs around 70. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, patchy fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog and lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy fog this morning, becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy this evening, then clearing with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy fog in the morning, partly sunny to the the east, mostly sunny to the west, highs in the upper 60s, mostly clear tonight with patchy fog after midnight, and lows in the upper 40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the low 70s, sunny on Sunday with highs in the low 70s, mostly cloudy with a chance for a shower on Monday, highs will be near 70, Tuesday becoming mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s, and Wednesday sunny, highs in the low to mid 70s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.